USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee expected today to vote on two articles of impeachment against President Trump. Last night, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said even if the House does impeach him, the Senate trial's outcome will not come as a surprise.
We all know how it's going to end. There's no chance the president's going to be removed from office.
McConnell speaking there on Fox News. The Kentucky Republican will reportedly call for a vote to acquit President Trump, since a majority of senators do believe the impeachment trial has run its course. The Naval Academy will honor three victims of last week's shootings at the Naval Air Station Pensacola during the Army-Navy game this weekend. Navy players will wear red, white, and blue memorial patches, and spectators will pin ribbons to their lapels. The three were shot and killed by a Saudi airman last week. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth. So while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcast, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling. So when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves. You don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone. You just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff and you start talking. So really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
The deadly attack at a kosher market in New Jersey early this week is being investigated as a case of domestic terrorism. The state's attorney general giving an update yesterday, 2 days after a police officer and three others were gunned down. He says the two suspects hated Jewish people and also hated law enforcement. Meanwhile, from just across the way, Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York says the city will root out hate and won't allow it to grow, and he asks for help from the public.
Any information could be priceless, could be decisive, could save a life. If you think you see an indicator of a hate crime about to happen, call 911.
A bankruptcy judge is approving a nearly $103 million settlement for the families of people killed and injured in a pedestrian bridge collapse at Florida International University in March of 2018. The bridge, which had a new design, collapsed, killing six and injuring about a dozen others. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The latest on a mysterious vaping-related illness in the United States. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The CDC in Atlanta says four more people have passed away from that mysterious respiratory illness tied to vaping. 52 people have died so far in 26 states and the District of Columbia. About 2,400 people across the country getting sick and having to be treated at the hospital.
Just getting word that at least one person's been injured in an active shooter situation at a factory in Conyers, Georgia. Police say they're looking for the shooter, and nearby businesses and schools are being locked down. The shooting took place in the parking lot outside of the DART container plant. It's about 26 miles east of Atlanta. Pop superstar Taylor Swift attacking what she refers to as toxic male privilege in the music industry. The singer was given the first ever Woman of the Decade Award at Billboard's annual Women in Music event in Los Angeles last night. In her acceptance speech, Swift brought up her public battle with music mogul Scooter Braun. Swift says she was denied the chance to purchase her own music outright, and then her entire catalog was sold to Braun's Ithaca Holdings Company. Check us out online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.